It's not uncommon to see Major League veterans playing for the Iron Pigs at Coca-Cola Park. It's less common, but not unlikely, to see a former Big League All-Star in one of these games as well. But it is a rarity to see a former Rookie of the Year on the field. That's the case with Pigs reliever Andrew Bailey, who was in his first season with the Phillies organization. Back in 2009, with the Oakland Athletics, Bailey won the American League Rookie of the Year award, beating out the likes of budding stars such as Elvis Andrus, Rick Porcello, and Gordon Beckham. Several arm injuries and surgeries later, including Tommy John, Bailey finds himself pitching in the International League for the fourth time in the last five seasons, both as rehab and regular work. I asked Andrew how he would explain the last 6 to 7 years of his life.
It's been fun, man. Definitely ups and downs for sure, peaks and valleys. But, you know, we get to play a game for a living. And at the end of the day, you know, make him take the uniform from me. So probably not going to give up until I'm told I can't do it anymore or my body tells me that. And, you know, having success early on in my career, you know, my years out in Oakland and, unfortunately, got hit with the injury bug, and I think that afforded me the opportunity to keep on playing. And now that I'm healthy and getting back out there, I feel like I can get back to the big leagues and help a team out for sure.
You feel unlucky at all?
No, not at all. I feel very fortunate and very blessed that, you know, I was given this talent, and you know, we have a platform to kind of speak on in terms of the community and a role model for kids. So I feel very blessed. You know, I got two kids of my own and a great wife that are at home. And, you know, ultimately I get to do what I love for a living. And like I said, making it to the peak of a sport is pretty rewarding, you know, mentally. And you know, I think trying to get back there is the goal for sure. And hopefully, like I said, help a team out, contend in the playoffs, and win another World Series ring.
What's it like being named Rookie of the Year in the American League?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was exciting. You know, I kind of went into camp that year as a non-roster invitee and ended up making the team. And just I think it was, you know, 5 or 6 weeks into the season, I was closing for the A's. And I just got on a really good run, man. It was a lot of fun. You know, I love the West Coast in terms of, you know, the weather and, you know, just being in the big leagues. I mean, you know, I never really thought it would actually come true, and just kind of riding with it. And, you know, my first 3 years out there were all pretty good. And I got traded to Boston, had some injuries, and, you know, was rehabbing with New York last 2 years. And now I'm with the Phillies organization, who are giving me a shot to get back to the big league. So definitely 2009, 10, and 11 were awesome. You know, struggled in Boston a little bit, like I said, with the injuries. But, you know, it's a time in my life I'll never forget for sure. And definitely can't wait to tell my kids those stories for sure.
Andrew Bailey joining us here on the AT&T pregame show. You don't call yourself unlucky. You don't seem like a guy who has resentment towards anyone, given the amount of time you've missed due to injury. You missed all of the 2014 season plus other time throughout your career. At any point, do you ever think back, though, and look at it and think, what could have been?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think everybody looks, you know, hindsight all the time, and you say, what if? And for me, you just got to keep grinding, keep moving forward. And unfortunately, I wasn't blessed with great tissue, I guess. So a lot of injuries, a lot of surgeries. But, you know, it's part of the game, man. I think if you have the mindset of that, if you're going to play this game, there's injuries that are going to ensue. And if you play long enough, you know, they could be career threatening for sure. And it's part of the business. And, you know, fortunately, I feel like for some reason I have the resolve to come back from them and keep fighting. And like I said, I mean, we get to wear a costume for a living and be entertainers on the field and get to do what we love. And you know, that's something that, you know, the window will close at some time. You know, we can't play this game till we're 40, 50. I mean, some guys can, but, you know, those are knuckleballers. But, you know, I feel like, you know, this window is very short, and you got to make the most of it no matter where you are. And whether it's in the big leagues or here in Lehigh Valley with AAA and enjoying the fans here and what a great organization this is. It's really run like a big league team, and, you know, it's great to be a part of for sure.
What's that moment like when you're told that you've had an injury and you're going to be out now for a significant amount of time? What's that moment like for you?
Yeah, it's very depressing for sure. I mean, when I found out I had the shoulder surgery I had to have, you know, the doctor gave me 18 to 24 month, you know, time of return, you know, and Yeah, that's a long time. And, you know, fortunately, I have a great wife, and we had just had our second kid. I guess he was born that off season, so a couple months into the rehab process. But, you take time and you enjoy the family, and you know it's going to be a long time. And if baseball's there at the end of the light, then, you know, great. And if not, you know, I'll move forward and be an even better father and do something else that I love. But, I think having success early on in my career afforded me that time to rehab with the New York Yankees and live in Tampa for a little bit. And I think the silver lining was, you know, going and having those very frustrating days of rehab at the field and coming back and having the afternoon with my wife and kids and enjoying them and being a family. So that was very it's just a different lifestyle. You had to change a little bit, and now that I'm healthy on the field, it's back to the grind of baseball, and I'm looking forward to hopefully helping out the Phillies this year.
How long did you have to go without touching a baseball?
Not as long as you would think. I mean, you hear 2-year rehab. I think it was, you know, 4 or 5 months into it before I was able to play catch, but that was not fun.
So what else did you do during that time? You said you had other interests, you had the family. What else did you do?
You read a lot, you know, really just travel a little bit with the kids. We lived in Tampa, so we went to, you know, the zoo and, aquariums, all kinds of stuff. I got my degree in finance, so, I've been thinking about dabbling back in that and, you know, a lot of different things. But, that all come down the road. But really, staying focused on the rehab was priority. But then when I got home, spending time with them was something that, you know, not many players get to do while they're playing is have that much time with the family. And unfortunately, I was hurt. But, I think enjoying that time kind of made this transition a little bit easier and the whole rehab process definitely easier for sure.
Andrew Bailey is with us before tonight's matchup versus Syracuse. You've had 4 different surgeries on your arm in your career. I think you said 6 total surgeries throughout your time playing baseball. How do you explain the growing epidemic of arm injuries in baseball from someone who's been through it?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the times, I grew up going outside and playing, ride my bike to the park, you know, play kick the can or jailbreak or soccer or something. And I think nowadays, you know, there's a lot of time where parents just shuffle kids around from, one practice to another. They don't really get outside and be kids. And I think it all comes from that and overuse and playing AAU and really nonstop baseball. I mean, when I was growing up, it was, you know, you had a lot of 3-sport athletes, guys played 2 sports, and I'm not saying kids don't, but I think, the seasons are very long, and, you know, they're, you know, I'm medically, I don't know what causes it, but, you know, I think every kid needs time and to develop and strength, and I think technology is way ahead of the body almost, where, you know, kids are doing programs, strong programs, arm strengthening programs, where, you know, they are getting stronger and their tendons and stuff that like that can't handle that force. But, you know, for me, I've been a max effort guy. I was always told, you know, and my mindset is I got one chance to do this, so I'm gonna go out and compete as hard as I can every single night. So, you know, I guess you can call myself a max effort guy, but and unfortunately that's led to some injuries, but I don't know any other way to do it. So that's how I go about doing it. And it's awesome. It's adrenaline rush. And hopefully a lot of kids out there listening tonight and watching these games get a chance to do it for sure.
Andrew Bailey is with us. Last question for you, Andrew. You signed with the Phillies as a minor league free agent. You come in, you're a non-roster invite into spring training. Do you put any time frame on how long you'll spend here in AAA? How long would be too long for you to be down here?
I mean, look, at the end of the day, we get to play this game, like I said. And for me, personally, I feel like I've kind of been through this whole, the minor league system and proved I can pitch. And I think for me, it's just I think they want to see me get stronger and get better. And, we'll see what happens over the next couple weeks. And, hopefully I get that opportunity soon. And unfortunately, that's not my control. But, I'm definitely waiting for that phone call. And hopefully it'll happen soon. And if not, just keep grinding away.
Bailey is a 2-time American League All-Star back in 2009 and 2010. In 2009, he was the only rookie named to the team. His last stint in the big leagues coming last year in September with the New York Yankees.